Hello.
Hi, Eben. This is Nadine. How are you?
Hey, Nadine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Friday. I'm like, my husband's got so many appointments coming up next week. Yeah, I can't complain, but I feel like I don't ever have enough time to get things done at home or, you know, but it's okay. We just keep pushing through, you know?
Yeah.
How are you? Doing good?
I'm good. No, it's,
awesome.
It's a Friday. No complaints. Yeah.
Okay.
Dan,
if we complain,
Dan
no one listens.
No. Right. I see us on the internet, which is amazing. Randy had a couple questions. I'm going to see if I can get her in here. Hold on one second.
Okay. No worries. No worries. Okay.
Let's try to find her here. She didn't answer. All right, so here, question for you.
Yeah.
All right. So two things. A, we got something back that the Google, the drop down, those city thing.
Yeah.
And they're going to need something, a government thing. Yeah, we don't have anything like that. So
yes.
I don't know what we're going to be able to do.
I'll tell you.
So we don't have.
Saw that note.
Go ahead.
So I reached out to James, who is one of the guys that handles that, and he's amazing. And I said, hey, listen. What else is needed? And he says, well, it would be helpful if he had these things. And I said, okay, but he doesn't have those things, right? And I said, he's got invoices, he's got business card, you know, vehicle, tools. And he's so, let me go back to his message that he told me. He told me to ask you, that Google business profile that we're trying to reinstate, right? That one had reviews, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember how many reviews it had on there? Just off the top of
your head. It had anywhere between 5 to 7. It was anywhere between 5 and 7.
Okay. It wasn't like 60 or anything like that, right? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, perfect. Because this is what he told me. Because right now, I mean, they're still appealing it, right?
Okay.
So he says the only thing they have, though, right now is the business card. That's the only thing that they received.
Oh. Okay, so you need the video,
so
you need all that stuff.
Send the invoice, send a picture of the invoice, send us a picture of tools, send whatever you can, okay? Because I asked him and I said, hey, well, what else do we need? I got to call him, but I'm curious, like, where are we at with all this? And so he said, what he said was, he saw that you added us, we were added to the Google business profile. He told me, can you confirm with him if he has any reviews? Because if you don't have reviews, right, I mean, you only have 5 to 7. It's not like you had a whole bunch of them. He said, what we could do is just make you a whole new Google business profile. Because go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, we could care less. We don't care. Whatever works.
Okay. That's what I wanted to ask you because he says, and this is what he said, him not having the documents, it does make it a little difficult to get it reinstated, but it's not impossible. He says there's been cases where he's submitted the appeal without the docs and it gets reinstated. But that doesn't happen often. So I asked him, okay, to confirm, make sure, ask him how many reviews he had on there and if we could possibly create just a new Google business profile instead of reinstating him. And he said, yeah, that seems to be the faster route. So
100%.
Would you be happier with that?
But
okay.
All we care is that there's a drop down that says full pool fence. We could care less how we do it.
Okay. Let me just chat James real quick while you and I are on the phone. I'm on the phone with Eben and he said seven. Reviews, but if
Master to create a new GBP, he is okay with that.
Okay, so I'm still going to ask you to send those other things anyways, just because we want to have those,
yep.
Right? Just in case,
yep.
If Google says, oh, we need this, I'm waiting to see what else he says. Okay, and then one thing I do want to confirm with you, Evan, is it going to be, are we going to do it at your address or at Randy's?
The address doesn't show. Well, you know what?
No, the address will not show. The address will not show at all. So the address, is it the 2654 Baldwin Mill Road?
Yep.
Okay. And that's Baldwin, Maryland, 21013. Okay, I just want to confirm, and I'm just waiting to see what else he tells me. Because I just told him I'm on the phone with you, and you said you only have like 5 or 7 reviews, but if it's faster to create a new Google business profile, that you're okay with that. So I'm asking him, what do you need from him right now so that we can get that going? Because honestly...
Yeah, I'll just ask our clients. Our clients to leave reviews.
Exactly. And you know what we'll do? We'll even create you. We'll make it real simple. We can create you like a tiny little URL or like a QR code, and you can text it or email it to them and ask them to leave you those reviews. They click on it, leave 5 stars, and it'll go directly to the Google business profile that we create. So we'll simplify it for you. So it's like a little link you're setting off. Okay.
Can we have, let me ask you, Nadine, can we have random people wink, wink, that didn't get a full fence to still put a review in?
They're people you did work for, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you did work for them, you did work for them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Who leaves your reviews, who leaves your review, you know?
Okay.
It's like, listen,
good to me. Okay.
When we bought our Ford car, when we bought our Ford, the guy was like, listen, if you and your husband leave me a review, I will give you a free tank of gas for each review. And I said, I'm on it already. So we got 2 gas tanks. And it was one purchase, but we both left a review because I said, well, I had a different experience than my husband did, you know?
Right.
Okay. So he said, got it. I will create a new Google business profile. Should be just a few minutes, and I'll remove our access from the suspended one that you added us to. Once the new one is created, I suggest client completes the video verification, so I will add the email on file, and then he can do a VV of the tools, work vehicle, invoices, and business cards. Okay. All right. So give me 1 second. Got it. Okay. So he's going to create it. He said give it a few minutes. He's going to remove our access that you gave us to the suspended Google business profile. He's going to remove us off of that one. Okay. Once the new one is created, he suggests that you complete the video verification, which I think Randy already did, right?
Yeah, she can do it again, though.
Okay, perfect.
It's Randy. I'm going to call her, right? I'm going to call her. Give it 1 second.
All
right. I don't see how to merge it, right? Yeah, I can't merge. So let her go, and I'm going to merge her right in.
Okay.
Here we go. Nadine?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Nadine. Hi. How are you?
I'm good, Randy.
Good.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Awesome.
They're going to create a brand new Google profile for us. They're going to do it.
So let me bring you up to speed. Yeah, let me bring you up to speed, okay? So I've been chatting with a guy from our department who's amazing. James is, like, one of the best. So I talked with him this morning. I was chatting with him, and I said, hey, what else do we need? Because I have to call Evan, and I want to know kind of where we're at with his account. And so what he shared is because we're trying, you know, to reinstate this Google business profile, right?
Right.
We're trying to reinstate it, and now Google's wanting all these other requirements, right?
Right.
And I'm like, listen, they don't have business license. They don't have insurance. They don't have registration on the business. He's like, okay. His suggestion was, then let us create them a brand new Google business profile, but I want you to ask them how many reviews did they have on that last one? Because the faster route is going to be creating you guys a new Google business profile. Now, Evan said he didn't care. Create the new Google business profile if that's what's going to get us back up on Google with the local.
I agree.
Okay. Now, we'll help you guys retrieve reviews because once we get that Google business profile verified, the new one, then we'll create you a tiny link or a QR code so you can start gaining more reviews. Okay. What James told me is, he's removing us from the Google business profile that you added us to give us access. Okay. From the one that's suspended. And then he's going to create the new one. He suggests is do the video verification, which I know you probably already have that still, or you'll just do a quick new one, right?
Correct.
He's going to add the email on file, and then you could do the video verification of the tools, the work vehicle, the invoices, the business cards. He's going to send out an email for the video verification. So
okay.
He said, be on the lookout. I said, okay, awesome. I'll let them know to look out for the email. He said, sounds good. He will also get an invite via email to the new Google business profile. Okay.
Perfect.
So, that's going to be the easiest workaround is what he's telling me because I think.
Okay. Now my one question for that is I know you have to use like the email that matches the business. So is it still going to be Pro Pool Fence or is it going to be something else?
Let me ask him real quick. Because the one that's suspended, what's the email that you guys used on that one?
That was propoolfence@gmail.
Okay.
So
okay,
if he's creating a new one, I'm going to have to do whatever that name is as a new Gmail account.
Yeah.
Because they don't like when you have different Gmail accounts and different names.
We can't use the same. I see that there's the Sans 3 MSN on file, but it is recommended to have a Gmail. Okay.
Correct.
Hold on one second. They can't. Do you want to create a new Gmail one?
I can create a new Gmail one, but I need to know what the name he is using.
It'll still be the same company name. Hold on.
If it's still going to be Pro Pool Fence, then I don't need to create a new one.
Hold on one second, because I just want to make sure that, let me see what he says. It was Pro, what was it again? Pro, because I don't see it.
Pro Pool Fence.
Because I just want to make sure I'm waiting for him to respond because I need to know that if we can still use that same, I think the new one would be better that way. It's not the same email as the suspended one. Okay. So he doesn't want to use the same propoolfence@gmail.com because he says it would be better to use a new one. Only because that email is used in the one that's suspended and it could cause an issue. So can you create like a new, I don't know, pro pool fence, I don't know, one@gmail.com or something like that?
Of course.
Okay.
I can create anything.
Okay. Let's create a new one to use.
Okay. Ask them if Pro Pool Fence 1 is okay.
The number one@gmail.com.
Right.
Let me ask him. bear with me here. I'm glad when we have chats, because when they're not in a meeting, and James is pretty good at responding quickly.
Yeah,
he's a multi, he is a multitasker, you know?
I like that.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, it's because we're, everyone's like on helping this account or doing this, you know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, so what's the work around this? You know?
Right.
Okay, let me see what he says here. Okay, so let me see. Okay. So he said, sure, as long as it's available. So what I'm going to tell him is they're going to create a new Gmail to use for the new Google Business Profile. I will chat you and note it in the account once they send it. And note it in the account once they create it. Okay.
Okay.
So, Randy, I need you to create the new Gmail and then either text it or email it to me or call me with it, and then this way I can let James know, okay, go in the account. I put the new he said, noted, sounds good. Okay, perfect. So, your homework right now, create me a new Gmail account, whether it's number one or number five or whatever. Right? Because,
gotcha.
I mean, you obviously got to make sure that that one's available. So once
right.
you create it, provide that to me. Either you have my email, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you could email it to me and say, here's a new Gmail. And then that way I'll submit it to James and let him know, like, hey, I already put the Gmail is in the account that they're going to use. The three stands, Evan, that's still where your receipts are going to go. So just an FYI and correspondence from us, but we just need this new
yep.
Gmail. To create the new Google Business Profile, okay?
Okay.
So we're not
okay.
using the same one that's on the suspended account, because that could cause an issue. They could say, oh, nope, can't do it. You know what I mean? You guys are trying
right.
to duplicate. So,
but it's
okay.
going to be the same name.
Yes, same business name and everything. It's just we're using a different email
Gmail
to create
account.
The
I
Google
gotcha.
Business Profile. And it's still going to be verified at your home address, Randy, but the address will be hidden. And then once that gets created, we'll generate a link or a QR code so that way you guys can start gaining reviews.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that is good.
Okay.
And then Randy had a couple questions regarding, for example,
yes.
Nadine, when Randy and Tina pull up our website, we are the first, we're on the first
Not
page.
Our website. If I go on to Google.
Okay, go ahead.
And
uh-huh.
put in mesh pool fence.
Uh-huh.
Sponsored ad. First sponsored ad says pro pool fence.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's got our website that we click on.
Uh-huh.
And it's got our phone number.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is you.
Yep. That's your Google ad.
But I thought there was a different phone number and we were going to be able to keep track of it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, isn't there a tracking number? Maybe. Okay.
Oh, so like if they click on it and they're calling, that's when it's the tracking number. The tracking number is actually going to be on your Google Business Profile. So how you can track, like, because what's happening is when they click on your Google ad, it's taking them to your website.
Correct, with our phone number that we have listed.
Yes, correct. Now the Google Business Profile is actually what's going to have the tracking number. I'm glad that your Google ads are up, though. That makes me sad.
Okay, so if I click on that ad, let's say I click on that ad, Pro Pool Fence,
uh-huh.
which
yeah.
I have done a couple times because I was trying to figure it out. So,
yeah.
and I call the number,
mm-hmm.
it's going to show that you all did this, and that's where the number's coming from.
Well, how you're going to track that it's coming from us is because it's going to show, like, in your reporting system how many times it clicked on your Google ad, how many times that Google ad came up in the search results.
Okay, so it's not how many times somebody's called.
Correct, because right now that's taking them to your website. On the Google Business Profile, when it has that tracking number, it's going to be tracking all those calls.
Got it.
Okay.
So it is an issue that's doing the sponsoring. Now, the other question I have is I'm in Baldwin. I know that's the address that we use.
Uh-huh.
And it's coming up on my sponsored ad. Evan cannot find a sponsored ad for us at all from his location.
So it's on a rotation, right? So those Google ads rotate. So sometimes...
Right, I know that.
Like, yeah, and so that's probably why he doesn't see it, but I am going to have them take a look at your keywords again and to look at your targeted areas.
I think it's a problem with the targeted areas and how far it is from us. Like, Evan's, 28 miles from me.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that targeted ad is going to his area for some reason. So I think the mileage may be off.
Okay. I'm going to have them double check it to look at the targeted areas again. So that way they can take a look at the account. I'll send a note to the team on that.
Because I know we did Reisterstown, which is where Evan is. I know we did that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to have them look at those areas again. And check on the placement of it. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. So
thank you, Nadine. I appreciate
it. You are so welcome. I appreciate
you. I'll get you that information quite quickly.
Okay.
So,
sounds
Nadine,
great.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. So we're covering a mileage, not a geographic, right? You said 75 to 100 miles.
I see areas, Alexandria, Annapolis, Baldwin, Bishida. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Columbia, Dover, Frederick, Hartford County,
Owings Mills,
Reisterstown,
Potomac.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as long as we're getting a heavy concentration, 75 miles, and then you said if we go to 100, it could get a little light. We're okay if, you know.
It could get a little thinner. It's like, you know what I mean? Because the further you spread it out, right, the thinner, how I explain it is like a piece of toast with butter, right?
Yep.
So, yeah. But I can have them review your areas again. And then...
Yeah, the 75-mile-an-hour radius we'll cover because Randy and I... We mapped everything, and within 75, we're going to hit a really good range. We'll even get a little bit into Northern Virginia, which is good.
Okay. So I'm going to notate that for them to recheck it and to make sure that it's within the 75 miles. Okay?
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.